You can listen to this show all over again as a podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, TuneIn, Apple Podcast, and wherever podcasts are found. Best of all, it's free. To subscribe to the TV Confidential podcast, go to the homepage at televisionconfidential.com and click subscribe now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, folks, this is Don Collier. You're listening to TV Confidential.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
But Robert's with a reminder that we will play part three of our conversation with John Barber, creator, producer, and one of the original hosts of Real People, beginning at the top of the hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen are with us via Skype for another edition of This Week in TV History. Tony's segment is always brought to us by our friends at Story Salon, Southern California's longest-running, regularly performing live storytelling ensemble. Normally, Story Salon holds live shows every Wednesday night at the Art Parlor in Valley Village. For the time being, however, they are posting short storytelling videos at facebook.com/Story Salon. The following segment with Tony and Donna was recorded in March of 2020, a few weeks after the sheltering in place began here in Southern California, as well as throughout the rest of the country. As part of the Skype session, we remembered some of the iconic personalities from television who passed away in the early part of 2020, one of whom was Jack Sheldon. I believe the date he passed was December 30th, 2019. It was just before New Year's. And I will admit, I mean, I knew about Run, Buddy, Run. I knew about the Merv Griffin Show. I did not put two and two together. I did not realize that he was part of Schoolhouse Rock until he died.
I don't think a lot of people made that connection. But he also, by the way, he did a couple of dragnets.
Yes, he did, doing comic relief kind of stuff. But he worked a lot as an actor throughout the 60s and 70s, including a lot of Jack Webb shows. And as gifted a trumpeter as he was also a very, very funny comedian. And he often worked, his act was often half comedy, sustained bits of stand-up comedy in between musical sets. And there's a reason why he was in as much in demand as a studio musician as he was, because he made the act of playing the trumpet an art form.
Yeah. I was watching this thing. It was a YouTube series. Well, I don't know if it was a YouTube series when it was originally done, but Dom DeLuise used to have a thing from the living room of Dom DeLuise.
Yes.
And there is one with Jack Sheldon, and
it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Yeah.
Which is always. By the way, there's a Roy Clark rendition and a Leon Redbone rendition too. That's one of those songs where you hear about some, you know, when you look at it from that perspective.
Yeah.
But it is just like in his house, they play the background music on tape. On a CD, and then he starts singing, and then he pulls out the trumpet. And it is just amazing. You know, just his take. First of all, his take on the song was just wonderful. Gosh, I want to get to Schoolhouse Rock, but it's also, I remember, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Merv Griffin's sidekick was Arthur Treacher. Right? And then when Arthur Treacher, died, I think Jack Sheldon just kind of filled that void. But I remember when I would visit my grandparents in Defiance, Ohio, the Merv Griffin show was on in the afternoon. It was mm-hmm. on, before the evening news, the local evening news. Here it was on at 9 o'clock, but there it was on earlier. And my grandfather at least liked to watch, Merv's version of a monologue.
Yeah.
And he could never remember the name. My grandfather, I think, was really bad with celebrity names. But he always said, yeah, I love the trumpet player. That's how he would always say it. He could never remember the guy's name, but he would always say, yeah, I love the trumpet player. He didn't care about Merv's monologue. He wanted to see what Jack was going to be interjecting. Because that was his favorite part of the monologue. He had the comedic ability to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very, very funny. But I just remember, my grandma, I said, I love the trumpet player. That was his contribution.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had things like Run, Buddy, Rudd. He had his work with Merv Griffin. I imagine he must have had a great friendship with Jack Webb, because a lot of people don't remember that Jack Webb was very into the jazz scene.
Very much so, yeah.
Very much so. It does not go with the Joe Friday image that we associate him with, but he was very much into the jazz scene. So, besides Dragnet, it would have been great to have seen some other, collaboration that these two would have had. But I think for a generation, his legacy will be Schoolhouse Rock. That will be something that is going to. Well, the fact that, for example, I think his most notable contribution to Schoolhouse Rock is actually a teaching tool for freshman congressmen.
That says everything.
Yeah.
That they actually, when the freshman congressmen come to Washington, that a copy of I'm Just a Bill is part of their welcome packet. How do you top that, when something that you did to teach children how a bill becomes a law is what the actual lawmakers are using as a tutorial now?
Well, especially since we have many examples of Congress people who will sign off on legislation that they don't actually read. So if you at least see a 3-minute cartoon of what their job's supposed to do, at least that's something.
Yeah, that is something.
Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen are with us via Skype as we remember the life, careers, and contributions of some of the notable TV personalities who passed away in the first part of 2020. This segment, we are remembering the life and career of Jack Sheldon. Jack Sheldon, actor, comedian, and trumpeter extraordinaire. Jack Sheldon passed away on Monday, December 30th at the age of 88.
I remember, because this... I'm Just a Bill came out when I was in school, and I remember senior year civics class, our teacher was basically calling back on this.
Mm-hmm.
She was able to skip over a module in this part of civics class because we knew that part. She goes, everyone watched Schoolhouse Rock. Everyone remembers how a bill becomes a law. Yeah, okay, let's move on to the next part. And, the fact that we had this, all these students and a teacher, and the teacher was, a little younger.
Yeah.
Which I think helped, because it was, something that she could say, okay, you guys know how this part of the process works. Okay, we'll move over to the next part. I remember when, the Schoolhouse Rock thing was new, we had teachers who had no clue what this thing was.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that we knew grammar and interjections and adverbs, because we're basically reciting the song lyrics.
Interjections, there's excitement and emotion.
Yeah. Now, I will say interjection, if somebody came and said, by the way, profanity is an excellent example of an interjection, it would have streamlined the learning process. Yes, because it was ouch, yow, darn. Was part of it, and because our teacher was asking, does anybody have examples of interjections? And of course, we could have used, you know, George Carlin's seven words to answer that question. But, you know, she was surprised that we knew that. And she said, how do you guys know this? And it's like, well, you know, Schoolhouse Rock, because our teacher was not watching Saturday morning cartoons with us. But we were able to pick up on that. Jack, I mean, he did. Yeah, I think, you know, the most significant was I'm Just a Bill. But, you know, with the Grammar Rock portion, Conjunction Junction. That's your favorite.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Putting up words and phrases and clauses.
Yes.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cards to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that. I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like...
It is such a great song. Not only is it, you know, not his rendition, but it is just, I think of all the songs that he did, I think that is the best written. I'm Just a Bill, if I could go back to that, his delivery of not just the song, but there's a lot of dialogue because it's, you know, he's the voice of the bill talking to the little boy explaining.
And the little boy, I believe, is the voice of the little boy is the voice of Jack Sheldon's son.
Oh, okay. So that explains how they had the perfect chemistry, the repartee. But it's the way he delivers the lines. It's all very important, you know, what he's trying to explain, but it's the way that he's explaining it to a kid. But I think he's also, in his delivery, he's expressing a great deal of frustration. He's not saying it in a tone like, this is important and you need to know it. I'm teaching you history.
Yeah.
It is. Well, some people gathered around and they all decided, yeah, we ought to have a law. So they called up, you know, their local congressman and he said, you're right. There ought to be a law about this, you know. And but then when they're getting to the point where it comes to Washington, you know, and he's explaining how all the congressmen have to vote on it. And it gets all, you know, he's explaining the tedium and the bureaucracy. And he gives the right tone to explain that this is bureaucracy. There is a sense of fatigue in his voice. And and then we go back to the House and we start the whole thing all over again. You know, it's like coming like that. And then explaining vetoes. That, so the kid's going, you mean everyone in Congress could vote yes and the president could still say no? Yeah, that's called a veto, you know. You know, so then we got to start the whole process over by then, you know, odds are, and the kids go, oh, so you're saying it's very unlikely that you could become a law. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like he gets the meander off a little bit on it.
Which I understand in many respects was a reflection of how Jack Sheldon did his act. He would go off on tangents that would include reciting Hamlet, and you would wonder, where is all this coming from? But that was part of how he interspersed stand-up comedy within his musical act. Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen are with us via Skype as we remember the life and career and contributions of Jack Sheldon, with a particular focus on his contributions to Schoolhouse Rock. We'll talk some more about Jack Sheldon at the end of our second hour. In the meantime, we'll take a quick time out, then we'll play part three of our conversation with John Barber of NBC's Real People when we come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Faye George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station
and every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991.
Become a TV Confidential confidant and receive unlimited access to the last 5 years of TV Confidential, plus other members-only content. To find out more, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant. Enter the coupon code CONFIDENTIAL when you sign up, and you'll receive $5 off your first month's membership. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com and click Become a Confidant.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, Alexa, play TV Confidential. Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.